The talk doesn't stop. Join the conversation on the air and online. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Let's talk.
Dana, are you a mother?
And then I've had friends tell me, hey, Zainab, the way you are going to spoil this child. Like you see her as your own source of joy.
Or an aspiring mother. Are you single, married, separated, divorced, or a single parent?
Are you concerned about your body and about pregnancy transformations or managing your toddler's tantrums and the general challenges of motherhood they didn't tell you about?
Share your stories on Maternity Live.
Fridays, 12:15 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. It's Maternity Line.
We are the nation's number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram. And of course, our website is nigeriainfo.fm. On Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Be sure to follow us. I am Zainab Yakin, and this is Maternity Line. Are you excited to be a part of the show as usual today? Because I am excited, regardless of what is happening in the country right now. I know it's crazy everywhere. Petrol subsidy, parents trying to, you know, increase the amounts that they used to give their children to school, particularly those who would have to commute the public transportation before they get to their various schools. I understand it's hard. This phase shall pass. Now, I can't imagine paying double the amounts that I used to pay on transportation. It's really crazy. Don't worry, parents. Don't worry, mother. This phase shall pass. Okay, we have something very important, something very, very important to talk about on the show today, and that is setting agenda for better maternal health. And not just only maternal health, of course, child health. These are very significant. Parents, pregnant women, single parents, even expectant mothers out there, how do we get the country working with regards to better maternal health? Remember, exactly 3 weeks ago, 9th of May, the World Health Organization, in its 2023 progress report, ranked Nigeria the country with the second highest number of maternal, neonatal, and child death worldwide. WHO on 9th of May says Nigeria now ranks second highest number of maternal and child death globally. How does that make us feel as a country, as a society? Also, according to that report, Nigeria is now trailing India as the two leading nations where mothers and their babies are most likely to die. This is heartbreaking for me personally, but I know that things can get better. And the reason we are having this conversation today on Maternity Line, what is your expectation for the new dispensation? How do you feel about the current report on maternal and child health? And do you still have the hope that Nigeria in the coming years can and will reduce maternal and child mortality level to zero? Yes, of course, we can achieve that. You know, we can and we will, okay? You are my listeners today on the show. I don't have any guest officially, and this is deliberate because I really want us to talk about this. I want us to have conversation. What are you expecting current government, governments of the day, to do better with regards to maternal and child health? I have the numbers to call: 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. Drop me your messages on WhatsApp: 0809-597-5805. How do you feel about the current maternal and child death rate in Nigeria? Do you still have hope in the system? How more can the government of the day intensify efforts in reducing the high mortality indices in Nigeria? And what would you like included in the services we receive whenever we go to the hospital, How do all of this even make you feel as a mother? Perhaps you've gone for immunization for your child and then you're probably feeling, oh, the way I was treated, I don't like it. I have never been treated in any bad way with regards to immunization because it's always fun and I'm always looking forward to it, right? But how about you? How about those in the rural communities? Do they feel the same way too? Because according to reports, the people in the rural communities don't get the best of the services. If we are looking at this from the angle of the urban area alone, are we forgetting those in the rural areas? Let's talk about this. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have some messages on WhatsApp. Okay. Hi, good afternoon, Zainab. Well done. I love this topic on maternity line. This is Ogechukwu from Ebutemeta. So concerning the services at the primary healthcare center, I would love that the people, the health workers over there do more. But it's exciting these days seeing videos on social media, midwives and nurses trying to get pregnant women to dance, to do several other things. It's exciting, but it can get better. Thank you so much, Ekechukwu from Ebutemeta. The numbers to call 0700-993-993-993. Nigeria is now the number two in the world where death of newborn and children under the age of 5 mostly occur after India. Good afternoon. This is Maternity Line. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
This is Zainab, not Joyce. Good afternoon.
Oh, sorry. I just start from the beginning. How are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you. This is Maternity Line. Are you a father?
Yes, I'm a father.
Okay, so what do you want changed or better done with regards to maternal health, this new administration?
Well, in the new administration...
Yes.
If we have somebody like Governor Fashola, I deliberately put the word Governor Fashola of Lagos State. If we have somebody like that in power, especially in the Ministry of Health, I think we'll get at least 5% change in the health sector.
So, are you saying that the current head of that agency is not working?
I don't think they're working. If they're existing, that is the first thing in the first place. We only see these things on newspapers, television, and hear about them on radio. Go to any public health care facility in Lagos, in Nigeria. Lagos is even better.
Right.
Go to any other part of Nigeria. And you see that all these things, like I said, do not exist. They only exist on papers and televisions.
Okay.
What we need is somebody that will be, somebody that will have the kind of... I know why I mentioned Governor Fashola, because I remember when he was the governor of Lagos State.
All right.
I know how many times he visited various facilities, not only health.
Okay.
Public works, he took them unaware. He went to general hospitals in Lagos, took them unaware, visited them, pretended to be an old man that was sick. At least on one occasion, I was a witness.
Wow.
And when he saw what he saw, he dismissed a whole lot of, medical personnel in some of the general hospitals in Lagos. Wow. Anybody can verify that.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not singing praises of any woman. I'm an Igbo man. So let us put tribal sentiments away. He's a governor that I admire his policy, a person I admire his courage to deal with some certain issues in Nigeria.
All right, thank you.
So when we have one or two or three people like that in Nigeria, I think we get, in fact, it will be the stepping stone to a better Nigeria.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Please remind me of your name once again.
My name is Vincent.
Oh, Vincent, apologies. Hello, good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Good afternoon. We are talking about women that are pregnant.
Setting agenda. We want to be able to set agenda for the new government with regards to maternal health.
Somebody just called me. Mentioned
Vincent, that. Yes.
You know, during the fashionable regime, one of my daughter was sick. And somebody said we should not take him to Lourdes. But by the time I get to Luke, they attend to her. In fact, when I get the attention and everything, it makes me surprised. A lot of people are saying this place is no good. This place is a good place.
I'm
but
excited about that.
Years, that I might go back there. Hey, I make different things. No attention, nothing. They're just doing anything, anyhow, the way they like it. Please, we need something. We need people that will be care and be there for, especially that age. You can see the results in seconds. That women that die during the pregnancy, grace to living. We are not even bothered. We are not care about it again, about life. The way we've been treating, we are animals. In during the pregnancy, a woman is supposed to be treated with care.
All right.
But even when you go to the clinic you are talking about, they don't care. They just attend to us so shabbily as if we are no woman. If they even ask questions, maybe you have something you want to ask. Are you not enough to know this thing? Are you not enough to know this thing? No, we need somebody that will be. It's not only on the head, so as that man has said, on all education. We need somebody that will be there for us every percent, every minute, every second. And that is why they are there. That is why we choose them there. They should deliver, please.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your contribution as well. This is Maternity Line. Don't forget, if you're just joining the show, I am Zainab Yakin, and today on the show we are talking agenda setting for better maternal health. According to a recent report, progress in improving mothers and baby survival has stagnated since 2015. That's about 8 years ago. But this is not to say that the immediate past government has not been working at the national level. Even Lagos State government is doing a lot in this area of health, maternal health and child health, and they're on the front burner. And we can tell how this actually played out during COVID-19. You can do all of that research, how the Lagos State government was able to contain all of that, ensuring that every child and every mother is safe. Okay, now, according to research also, globally, every 2 minutes, a woman dies during pregnancy or childbirth. And in 2020, there were an estimated 287,000 deaths worldwide, and about 70% of those maternal deaths were in sub-Saharan Africa. And that's according to UNICEF. Also, while the Health Organization says Nigeria carries the burden of over 20% of global maternal deaths, ranking second in the world. I have another call. Oh, I just lost that call. Now, recent reports is saying that improving mothers and child survivor has stagnated. It's been on a spot. Let me just put it that way. There has not been so much development, progress since 2015. How does that make us feel as a society, as a country? Hello, good afternoon, Maternity Line.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Dan P from Igondo.
Dan P, nice to have you on the show.
Yes. You see, Nigeria.
Right.
Many people don't value human lives. If you see somebody that is unconscious, somebody that have any health issues, instead of them to help them, they will use their phone and start cameraing and videoing the person, uploading it online. That is one. That is to show you how the mentality of the people are.
Right.
Especially what that man called, I don't know if it's Igwe Victor and the other
Vincent?
Lady. Yes, it's true. If you go to especially the general hospitals,
right,
it's like many of those nurses, they are trained.
Oh, I lost Dan P's call. Dan P, if you can, please do call back. It's still Maternity Line. And according to WHO, key facts on maternal maternal death rate, as of 2023, February, every day in 2020, almost 800 women died from preventable causes related to pregnancy and childbirth. Also, a maternal death occurred almost every 2 minutes in 2020, says WHO. Now, between 2000 and 2020, that year, 2020, 20 years, over 20 years ago, the maternal mortality ratio dropped by about 34% worldwide. It says, also, almost 95% of all maternal deaths occurred in low and lower middle income countries in 2020. And Nigeria is part of them. Now, it goes further to say, care by skilled health professionals before, during, and after childbirth can save the lives of women and newborn. Now, speaking of care by skilled health professionals before, during, and after childbirth, as a mother, I have experienced some ugly events before the birth of my child. I was at the verge of losing a pregnancy. I'd visited a very popular hospital, holding my stomach, complaining, and I was scheduled to still be on the queue for, I think I was there around 11. So I've just been on the queue for close to three hours. And there was this person who has been looking at me. She's a lab scientist. And she's been looking and looking out of concern. What's going on with this lady? I would get up, I would go back to that particular consulting room, and then I'll be told to go back and just stay calm. But I didn't feel good. This made me to change my hospital to a private one where I got a better service. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello,
good afternoon. Oh, sorry about that. What's going on with the phone line? But I know this is not to say the government is not working, but this is the attitude. This is about the attitude of the professionals. We have some bad eggs amongst them. Okay. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, maternity line.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Is Dampi.
Oh, Dampi. Dampi, now let's have a focus this time. Your thoughts, let it be centered on maternal and child health.
Yes. Like, I've been to where my sister had delivery.
Right.
And what we saw there is not a good one. It's like most of those nurses, like when I went to one of our family sisters, when she was about to deliver, you see the way the nurses treat these people that are about to deliver a baby.
Hmm.
You see the way they shout at them. If you see the way they talk to them, in fact, that thing can even, you know, can let that woman to die.
Hmm.
That thing can even let that woman not to push, and they will take it to CS.
Hmm.
There's a way you will treat, even me that is a man that don't know anything about medical, there's a way you will treat somebody. That person will do that in the way, which he or she doesn't want to do because you are petting the person. These nurses in most of these general hospitals, it's like they are trained to kill. I'm telling
no,
you.
No, I won't allow that fly. They are never trained to kill, damn people.
Let me tell you.
Let's have this
conversation. If you visit there, you will see what I'm saying.
I have been there as a mother. There are bad eggs amongst them than pee, but it is not proper to say they are trained to kill.
If you see somebody that is a nurse, you need to have passion for human lives and conditions. You need to have passion for human lives. But if you see the way they talk to you rudely, as if they are even taught, I'm telling you, you will wait for this station. Government should cancel that in when they bring somebody that is about to, somebody that is on labor. You say, if you don't see money first, you will not operate the person. That person might even die. They should cancel that in. Let the person put to bed first before they start talking about money. That is why the rate of death at the point of giving birth is high in Nigeria. That is it. Government should cancel that in. Mm. Private or any, they should cancel it.
All right,
one killing people innocently. That is why the rate of people dying at the point of
All right, Dampi, I'm sorry, your time is up. Good afternoon, this is Maternity Line.
Hello, good afternoon, Zainab.
Good afternoon, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Romy, I'm calling from Lagos.
Okay, Romy, how are you today?
I'm doing good,
yes,
thank you.
Yeah, you must be a father, I'm guessing.
Yeah, a father of two.
Oh, great, so...
I have an experience that can I mention the name of the hospital?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the one at you know, opposite Western House, that Lagos State hospital, General Hospital, opposite Western House.
Okay.
Broad Street. You know, my son had to, you know, they called me to come and pick him from school. You know, he had this injury, and the school directed me to that general hospital. On getting there, you know, we did tests, we did everything. They asked us to come back the next morning in the morning. So on getting there, could you believe that the nurse that was supposed to attend to us called me that, oh, they won't be able to attend to this boy. And this boy was suffering, he was feeling pain, he was in pain.
Oh.
She said he has to wait, he has to wait, you know, they have so many people that they have been on appointments a week before we came, that they have to attend to those people, even if they are not here, the doctor will have to see them first before they can take in a new file.
Wow. Wow.
So, as in, before they can take in a new file, those file that were there last week that they've not attended to them, they will attend to them before they could attend to my son that was in pain.
Hmm.
And one of them called me, she called me to her office and said I should bring something that she's going to push my file forward. I was like, for what?
In me? Wow. You see the bad egg.
She called me to her office and said, Oga, bring something. I'll let you see a doctor. You know, I just, at that moment, I just called it blood. I just, okay, fine. I took my son away from there.
Hmm.
The test, up to today, I've not even visited the test. I paid for test, we paid for scan, we did it. I didn't even visit. I just left everything with them. Let them go and eat it.
Oh, I'm so sorry about
your experience. I have to take him to another hospital, a private hospital. So what, these people, how they do, if they are tired of the job, is not, I want to ask, I believe the authorities, they are listening to us.
Listening.
Are they not paying them salary? Do they force them to do this work? If the work is too, as in they are not finding it interesting again, they should just resign and go. There are thousands of people that are there. Mm-hmm. They don't do the work as if they don't have passion for the work. They just treat people. They just, as if they are not collecting money. As if what the government is not is paying them is not up to. It cannot cater for whatever needs they have.
I hear you.
And they want to. Their frustration. They want to put it on we that we, you know. They should just do something about it. You see some of them, it's eye service, and they are doing it for their pocket. As if they are not paying it. If the government is not paying them salary, let us know so that we will stop taking our children to general hospital. We will look, fine, we will work and look for private hospital. I've wasted my time there. The boy was in pain. I did everything. That day, I couldn't do anything that day. I had to go to private hospital and take the boy back to school the next day.
I am sorry, and I understand your frustration. I am very, very sorry about your child health. And I believe that governments are also listening, both at the national and at state level, and something will be done about this. Okay, so sorry about your poor child's health. Hello, good afternoon.
Jenna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris.
All right, Mr. Chris, good afternoon.
Let me share my own experience. On Saturday, last Saturday, I was at my workplace around 10. My son called me, Daddy, Nikki is sick. I said, okay, go and see the family doctor we use. They took him there. The guy walked and walked. No way. After 11, my son called me, oh, Daddy, he's breathing. Oh, he would fall. So they put oxygen on him. Then my doctor called me, sister, I think you need to come. We need to take him to General Hospital.
Hmm.
I said, okay, let me start coming. From Ikoyi, around to 12, midnight. On my way, I got a call. No need of coming to the house. Come to Lute. Come to Lute straight. We're on our way to Lute. My sister, they drive to Lute. By the time I drive in there around 1 a.m., I meet them outside. They say they're on strike.
What?
I'm telling you, Lute. The other person died now. There's another person they bring in the same time with my son. The man died there in the car. My son on oxygen. I beg this man, please. He said we're on strike. We can't do anything. Then my doctor said, okay, let's go to Rando. You know Rando?
All right, sure.
So wonderful. We get to Rando. There's this section that this speaker built, Bajabia Miller, right?
Right.
That is the only section that was on around that 1 o'clock, too. And the doctor and the nurses, quickly, they rushed my son into their sleeping room.
Wow.
Try to, you know, get the guy, stabilize him, and get this. At the end, the doctor said, look, my brother, this is beyond us. Can you go to a military hospital? Then my doctor said, no, the best thing, let's go to Lasuk. Now, here Lasuk, I hear Bagada about Bagada. Say, Lasuk is Keja. He said, Keja, we drove down to Keja around after 2. Emergency ward.
Hurry up, please.
Fantastic. Like you said, not all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God, driving here, driving here. They bring out my son immediately. They put in their machine, start work immediately.
I'm happy.
Some places, they want me to go and get drug, and they say, Madam, this way. He said, no, they will open. There's somebody there. Then at 2, 3 a.m., these guys were working on my son.
I'm happy to hear that.
I left that place after 4 a.m. Finally, when we finished, how much is my bill? I paid for the drugs and the other thing they needed.
Yes, Chris.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. I am with you. I'm happy you got that treatment and the attention you needed
at that particular
hospital. And I'm also proud of you that you were able to leave that place to avoid the situation from getting worse. You were so intelligent enough to have left almost immediately because of your attitude.
At the end, the young nurse, the auntie, please, take this for your research. I said, sir, don't worry, please. Oh. I was surprised.
Okay. All right, Chris. Chris, thank you so much. I'm proud of you, Chris and Remy. I'm also Dan P and Vincent as well, but particularly Remy and Chris, because of the situation, because of what happened to your children, both of a different hospital, and how you were able to handle that experience. I'm happy. Points that I've noted down from this conversation so far is the poor remuneration of the health workers, and also the government should also do better in fishing out the bad eggs so as to avoid untimely death. Attitude of the health workers as well. I have more calls. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry about that. Okay, I have more messages here on WhatsApp. Hi, good afternoon. Hello, Zainab. Good show always. Hey, this is Notebook. Oh, good afternoon. Good show always. The new administration should increase budgets in the healthcare sector, especially rural health centers, personnel capability development, and put serious measures to curb corruption and exploitation of citizens at government health facilities. NGOs and the health spaces loathe coming to Nigeria because of corruption. They give mosquitoes internet for free distribution, health workers divert it and sell it open market. In other societies, Red Cross give mosquitoes nets to expectant mothers for free, but mothers in Nigeria miss out on this. To steam maternal mortality, lot of investment should be in rural areas on caregiving, education and procedures, myth on children, and so many more. It should be a three-tier collaboration, collocation vigilance between federal government and local government. Chris, listening from Ghana. Thank you so much, Chris. I have more calls. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Tima and I'm calling from VI.
All right.
Yeah, you see, all what you have been saying and what people have been saying. Like
all right.
You said, we have the good and the bad people. I once worked as an ambulance driver. And you see, most of these nurses too, they add to the issues on ground. You have a patient, in fact, I had once carried a patient without a nurse.
Wow.
And that day was like hell for me.
Wow.
Honestly speaking, there are some hospitals that, in fact, I worked in Surulere. I don't want to call the name of us.
Right, please go ahead. Go ahead. Hello.
So that very day, yeah, I'm with you. You see, when you carried that, this patient was a sickle cell patient, which I was supposed to take from Surulere down to Ikeja.
Right.
Because that's where they take their treatment. And this woman was, you know, behind me, lying on the bed. I was driving, you know, with the siren, you know, shouting, pave way, give way, as in blocking here and there. And she was in pain to this extent that I had to, at intervals, I have to calm down to go and attend to her.
Wow.
Now, I was given a referral letter. Getting to Ikeja, they were telling me they were the same people who called that they should bring the patient. And when you get there, they will not tell you there's no space. I mean, that area needs to be looked into.
All right, please. I'm so sorry I have to go on this break. Okay, thank you so much for calling into the show. Thank you. All right. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk news and sports radio station. This is Zainab Yakin on Maternity Line. We've been discussing setting agenda for better maternal health, and so far we have more males who have called into the show. And I would love to encourage more women participation on this show, because this is a show primarily designed for you to talk about your health, your child health, and everything and anything that pertains to maternal and child health. I'll be happy seeing more of women, because this is about you. This is for you. Today is an evidence that we have more men listeners. Please do listen and participate. I'm sorry, I might not be able to pick more calls because I have just a few seconds to go. Be sure to keep this conversation going all over our social media platforms at Nigeria Info FM. On Twitter at Nigeria Info FM Lagos, on Instagram at 99.3 Nigeria Info, on Facebook. Our website is www.nigeriainfo.fm. I am Kim Zainab on Twitter as well, and on Instagram. How do you feel about the current maternal and child death? Do you still have hope in the system in coming years? How more can governments of the day intensify efforts in reducing the high mortality indices in Nigeria? Let's talk about it on social media. Stay here, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Here on Info, we give you a great blend of all. Local or foreign, we've got you covered.
Blackouts across Nigeria as national grid collapses.
The UN is warning of the consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.